Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting second. The center fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Novikoff. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Gillespie. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cy Block. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hy Bithorn. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hy Bithorn. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitek. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Babe Young. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Feldman. Pitching for the New York Giants, Harry Feldman. And now, play ball. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feldman fires to first and picks off Morello. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek hits a ball on the ground towards second. Stringer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize takes first base on ball four. Ott moves to second. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Cy Block is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Block hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerges. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Block. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Gerges applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Block settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerges. The throw from Gillespie and he is out, Morello applying the tag. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Feldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Block fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. High Bithorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bithorn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morello takes first base on ball 4. Bithorn moves to second. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard strikes out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-1 in the game. Novikov hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Novikov. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0-for-1 in the game. Witek takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bartel moves to third. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Bartel scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gillespie takes first base on ball 4. Cy Block is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Block is 0-for-1 in the game. Block hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. High Bithorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bithorn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bithorn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morello hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wittek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Feldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Feldman hits a fly ball into center field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wittek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wittek moves to third. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-2 in the game. Novikov hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Novikov moves to second. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gillespie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Novikov scores. Fox moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Cy Block is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Block is 0-for-2 in the game. Block hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young takes first base on ball four. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gillespie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso is walked intentionally. Harry Feldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feldman is 0 for 2 in the game. Feldman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Stringer takes first base on ball 4. High Bithorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bithorn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bithorn bunts towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Wittek covering, for the out. Stringer moves to second. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stringer scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 3 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morello moves to second. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Block fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wittek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Wittek reaches second base with a double. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Wittek moves to third. Ott moves to second. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Novikoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gillespie hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Barna pinch hits for Harry Feldman. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mancuso moves to second. Hal Schumacher pinch runs for Gus Mancuso. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Block fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schumacher moves to third. Barna moves to second. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Witek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schumacher scores. Barna scores. Bartel moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, tags the runner, and races towards first, beating Ott, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ace Adams now pitching. Ray Barra's now catching. Cy Block is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Block is 0-for-3 in the game. Block hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. High Bithorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bithorn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bithorn takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morello hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Chico Hernandez now catching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Young bunts in front of the plate. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Mize moves to second. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-4 in the game. Marshall is walked intentionally. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Block fields it and throws to second for the out. Mize moves to third. Two outs. Buster Maynard pinch hits for Ray Barres. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is walked intentionally. Gerges moves to second. Hank Lieber pinch hits for Ace Adams. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber takes first base on ball four. Mize scores. Gerges moves to third. Maynard moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.